Illumination, IQ, IM, ideal, wholeness. Illumination, my Q, I am ideal wholeness. Can I say of myself that I am ideal wholeness? Can I say of my body, my life, my affairs, that I am ideal wholeness, that everything about my life, my body, my affairs, everything about my world is absolutely, fantastically, gloriously ideal and perfect right now? It is the essence of why I'm here and for what purpose, what reason, what fulfillment I am here now. I am ideal wholeness. Now that's a pretty powerful statement to make about ourselves. That's a pretty powerful statement to make about our world and who and what we are. And are we willing to make that statement? Are we willing to issue that statement forth from ourselves and allow the world to experience that? Are we willing and are we able to do that? And do we want to do that? Now, the answer, of course, is yes. The answer, of course, is yes. That is exactly what we want to do. That is exactly how we want to live our life. For everything, there is a plan. There is a map, an outline, something that shows us where we are going, what our ultimate goal is, what our achievement is, what our plan is for our building of ourself, of our life. And as we're born as little children, we're born in an ideal status. Oh, our body may have had some imperfections about it, some things about it that were less than ideal, but that doesn't mean that had to remain that way. If we recognize that less than ideal attitude about our body, we empower it to remain less than ideal. And it's only when we decide that we are going to go from point A to point B in world, in our life, and that from point A to point B, there are some obstacles, there are some things along the way that are going to create a challenge for us. There are things that are going to create a decision for ourselves. Are we going to go straight through, or are we going to go around it, or are we going to go above it, or beyond it, or below it? How are we going to overcome the obstacles that we are faced with in life? Now, the obstacles are that many people in life don't have everything they want. Many people in life are not enjoying ideal health. Many people in life are not enjoying the fullness of their ideal creative beingness. Now, we see that, and sometimes we see it in ourselves. And what we have to do is to change our appearance, change our vision, change our attitude. As we're looking at an appearance of illness, we have to change our attitude to looking at appearance of health. I am whole, I am whole, I am whole, I am whole and perfect. And as we look at that appearance of wholeness now, of the ideal, then that's what we outpicture. Now, you say, where did we get the outpicturing of the less than wholeness that we sometimes experience? Well, that's a good question, isn't it? Where did you get it? Where did that thought come into your mind of less than whole? Where did that illusion come in? Where did that germ come into your system? Where did that virus get into your being that caused you to think that you were less than ideal? Oh, they're all around us. They're all around us. They're challenges that face us and say, ha-ha, how are you going to handle this one? How are you going to work with this? How are you going to be who you are? And, of course, the only thing you can do is say, I am ideal wholeness. I am ideal wholeness. You say it again and again and again, like we did, I like me. I am ideal wholeness. I am ideal wholeness. I am ideal wholeness. This is creating our original integrity, our original purity, in a focus in our mind to be something in our body, in our life, in our affairs. I am ideal wholeness. Wholeness does not only mean in body, does not only mean in mind, but wholeness in our community, wholeness in our attitude, wholeness in everything that we think, say, and do. When I can keep my mind on the track, I will arrive from point A to B the most convenient manner possible. It will be the most comfortable journey I have ever taken. It will be the most fulfilled experience I have ever done, because it will reveal something to me that always has been true. I am not going anywhere. I am being here. I am being that which I am. I am ideal wholeness. I'm not going to be ideal wholeness. I don't want to be ideal wholeness. I don't look after it as though it's something devoutly to be wished, as though it's something that is not presently being expressed in my life. I look at it, it is so. It is done. I am wholeness. I am my name. I am who I am. I am on planet Earth. I am in the universe. I am in the allness. What degree of awareness am I going to give to myself of the allness that I'm in? Am I going to give the degree of awareness to that which I can see, taste, feel, touch, know in that way, that my five senses direct me to? Or am I going into my awareness in an illumination that transcends all the physical, all the mental, all the spiritual, if you would like to say that, and is and is? It knows no limitation that any cause that we could put upon it would be. It just transcends all of that. And I am ideal wholeness now. That's my cue. That's my attitude. That's my way of thinking about life. I am ideal allness now. Now, if I say I am ideal allness now, again and again, I am ideal allness now, pretty soon I'm going to believe and I'm going to live as though I were, and because I am ideal wholeness now. I don't have to believe it. I don't have to make my mind accept it. I don't have to make my mind retrieve it from the allness that I am. I just have to change my thinking. I just have to issue forth in my thought system the truth about me. I am ideal wholeness. I can allow myself to think I am a human being, and today I'm here, tomorrow I'm not. I can allow myself to think I am all the limited thinking that I have about the world and about myself, and that that's who I am. Today I have glorious wealth, and tomorrow I have super glorious wealth. Today I have a body that can do the marathon races in perfect harmony, never tiring. Tomorrow, any challenge I give myself, it is fulfilled before I even finish naming the challenge. I run the race, I ran it. I love, I am love, I am peace, I am joy, I am all. My cue, I am ideal wholeness. when I change my attitude to realize that I am ideal wholeness, then I am ideal wholeness. That's who I am. And that's who all in my world are, because I am the creator of me and my world, and that's who I am.